Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
One of the stars today for the Jets on offense, and not a bad way to make your debut in green and white. I mean, he was very productive, 13 catches for 94 yards. Big end for Jamison Crowder joining us here in the EY Coaches Club. Jamison, Dan Grasso, Greg Buddle, thanks for coming out after a tough loss. What do you think went wrong there, especially in the fourth quarter, that you guys weren't able to continue that momentum offensively?
I just think the whole day we didn't really execute well on offense. You know, the defense really played phenomenal, man. They had like four or five turnovers, and you know, normally at any level, high school, college, NFL, pro, you know, when a team is able to generate four turnovers, that team usually wins the game. So this one definitely stings a lot. We just have to take advantage of those, you know, opportunities that we were given, and we didn't do that today. So, that one's tough, man. It really stings.
So the Buffalo's defensive secondary, they were pretty good. They are pretty good over there on defense, but I just want to, from my observations anyway, you in a slot, I mean, I haven't seen slot guy since, Wayne Corbett. I mean, catch the ball, make a move, get yardage all the time. And I think you are such a good addition to what this offense can do. Once the offensive line gets settled more, because they didn't play all preseason. Right. So how much timing could they have?
I mean, I think as a unit, you know, we're still trying to build that chemistry. Everyone is still trying to grasp the offense. Man, the offense, it's a lot of volume in the offense. So I just think as a whole unit, line, receivers, running backs, if you watch the game, man, we're out there communicating the whole time. We're just making sure that, you know, we're where we need to be doing. So, we're just still trying to grasp and just build that chemistry. Like I said, it's, you know, the season is here, and, you know, it's to the point where I feel like we're at a good point, but we're still growing within the offense. And, we definitely, you know, needed that game today, but, you know, you gotta have a short-term memory. You gotta just get ready for next week, clean up the mistakes, from today, and, just get ready for next Monday.
Well, it certainly looked like the chemistry was there between you and Sam Darnold. It seemed like he knew exactly where you were on the field, and you were, in essence, his security blanket today. Is that something that you guys have established now for quite some time, whether it be on the practice field, meetings, so on and so forth, that you're on the same page, even though this is your first game with the new team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, from training camp up to now, throughout the preseason, you know, we've built, you know, a solid foundation, you know, with that chemistry and trying to be on the same page. Like I said, we're all still trying to learn this offense. A lot of volume in it. You know, it's just for me, you know, third downs, man, this is my mentality. I just want to, you know, be a valuable option for the quarterback and, try to find an, open area, whether it's man or zone, and just try to, you know, move the chains.
So I can't remember in the last, I'll say 10 years that, someone's been targeted 17 times, one of the Jets receivers.
Yeah.
You're targeted 17 times today.
Wow.
So the question I have is how many of those targets were secondary targets where you weren't the primary guy?
Yeah, I mean, well, actually, a lot of the targets, if you look at it, man, were hots.
Right.
You know, where, you know, the Bills.
Well, they blitzed a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
They were blitzing. So, you know, a lot of those targets, man, were short, you know, kind of like dink and dunk type targets. So, you know, definitely within the play, you know, the play design, I wasn't the first option. Right. You know, it was just more so, Sam seeing the hot, me seeing the hot, and just
right.
playing from there. So, you know, the majority of the targets definitely came from that.
You know, you guys still are not a whole unit just yet. You know, Herndon's not going to be here for another few more weeks. But, I mean, now that you were out on the field, because you didn't play much as a whole in the preseason as an offense, did you at least get a little bit of an idea as to just how dynamic and explosive this offense can be when everybody is whole again?
Yes, you know, for sure. I mean, we did have, you know, one drive, a few drives where we were able to move the ball. And you can definitely see, you know, how dynamic we can be once we all get into that rhythm. Once we get everybody back, you know, once Herndon is back, you know, he's a heck of a ball player at tight end. He's just going to be another weapon that the defense has to account for. So, you know, you kind of, like I said, you kind of see glimpses of, you know, what we can be. We just have to continue to work, continue to clean up the mistakes, and just go out there and play.
You go back this week, and I'm thinking Monday you're watching films, right? And then Tuesday you're off or whatever it may be. But what is the first thing you guys do in practice when the week comes? Is it go through what you did wrong, or is it the new game plan that comes in?
Well, you know, for tomorrow it'll definitely be the corrections. Watching the film from today and going through and making the corrections on what we did wrong, you know, and then going from there. Like you said, we're going in tomorrow, work out, film, obviously, and you know, a film is going to just basically be, you know, the corrections, and then obviously seeing, you know, things that we did well. You know, like I said, we did some things well out there, but you know, we still have a lot of room for improvement. So it's definitely going in and seeing what we can improve, and then getting ready for Cleveland.
And you mentioned that Cleveland game. It's a week from tomorrow night, Monday Night Football. You get the extra day. After a tough loss like this, do you prefer having that extra day, or did you want to just get right back out there as soon as possible?
I mean, you know, you got to go out there and, you know, play whatever schedule, whether it was a Thursday game or next Monday game. You know, you got to get your body ready. Definitely was a tough day out there on the field. Just do what you got to do as far as getting your body ready treatment-wise, and, you know, just be ready come play Monday night.
Well, you keep playing the way you are. The Jets are going to a lot of football games this year. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jameson Crowder, 13 catches, 94 yards today in his Jets debut. Appreciate him stopping by.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.